You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now, and today he explores a former era of Shreveport politics, murder, and an unsolved crime even today.
Yesterday, July 9th, was the 36th anniversary of an event that had an important effect on Shreveport's history. In 1976, this event angered thousands of people, brought the power of the press in this region to a new level of awareness, and shed light on political corruption. It also spurred a change in the organization of Shreveport's government. And yet, the events didn't happen in the city. The murder, really an assassination, of Jim Leslie took place at the Prince Murat Inn in Baton Rouge. He was killed by a two-man hit team around 2 a.m. The 38-year-old Leslie was honest, successful, politically savvy, and a respected advertising executive who specialized in political campaigns. It was honesty that made him a target and led to his death. Sadly, over the years, this story has largely faded into obscurity. During that first week of July 1976, the nation came together during a mammoth bicentennial celebration. But in Louisiana, that summer was contentious and filled with animosity. The legislature was considering the Right to Work Act, and it was angrily opposed by every labor organization. Jim Leslie was a point person for business, lobbying legislators to allow anyone to work without being forced to join a labor union. His side was victorious, and after passage, he and others celebrated into the early hours of July 9th. When he returned to his motel room a few hours after midnight, as he stood at his door, about to enter, someone shoved a shotgun through a hole in a nearby wall and fired. Most people believe that Leslie's killing was directly linked to his anti-labor activities and the passage of the new law. Baton Rouge police pursued that angle. But another motive for the murder was soon revealed, this one in Shreveport, involving the city's public safety commissioner, George D'Artois. At that time, the commissioner was charged with management of both police and fire departments, and D'Artois ran it like a personal fiefdom. He controlled local gambling, at that time illegal, and shut down operations that did not pay him a bribe. He slowed permits until he got a cut. In short, he could make the city work for its citizens or make it a very difficult place to live and work. He was praised for keeping the lid on violence in the city during the tumultuous years of the civil rights movement, but there are many in the African American community who know that he did so with intimidation and violence. The public seemed to turn a deaf ear to his corruption, and he seemed to be a popular elected official. Leslie, who started his career as a reporter at the Shreveport Times before he started his consulting business, knew him well. D'Artois was one of his clients. But Leslie ran afoul of the commissioner when D'Artois tried to pay him with a city check for campaign expenses. Leslie tried to return it, but D'Artois became angry. Leslie shared this information with the Shreveport Times, and they began to investigate the commissioner. The pressure was so great that D'Artois resigned. Within a year, he too was dead, and so was the proof of his connection to the murder. No one was ever convicted for Leslie's murder, but Shreveport was changed forever. The commission form of government was replaced with strict new controls, and these were instituted quickly. A scholarship in Leslie's memory was established by the Shreveport-Bossier Advertising Federation to remind others that Jim Leslie's history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and comes to us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.